In today's podcast, we discuss waiting on God to give versus going to get what's ours. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. Now, I can recall one of the seasons in my life in Christ when I was first struck with a dilemma of direction. I'd been serving in the church for about a year and was receiving finally this call from God to be a pastor. I didn't know much about what I was being called to, but I knew that I was not prepared for anything close to that. So that meant I needed to get ready. My immediate next thought was, I guess it's time for seminary. So I went to Larissa, my wife, and told her, honey, I'm going to seminary to be a pastor. I'll never forget her response. No, you're not. I was dumbfounded, you guys. Up to that point, she had been super supportive of all of my efforts to pursue God's call in my life. But for her, this was too much. Well, at least at the time. I imagine that moment when I was on the porch of my church and I felt God confirming a call to pastoral ministry was similar to David's moment being pulled from the fields to be anointed the next king of Israel. It was a surprise and also an advanced declaration of a reality that was not yet close at hand. The question for both David and I, as well as you in situations similar where you have a clear sense of the life God has been calling you into, is can we wait for the right time? Timing is so important. And when we get out ahead of God's timing, we do so to our own detriment because God's blessing is wrapped up in God's timing. So let's read about David's battle with waiting for the fulfillment of the promise of being the next king. Now in 1 Samuel 24, we see David hiding from King Saul's murderous pursuit. And there's a bit of what seems like an ironic bit of chance, right? Let's start reading in verse 3, shall we? It says, "And he came to the sheepfolds by the way, where there was a cave, and Saul went in to relieve himself." All right, y'all, that means he's going to the bathroom. Now, David and his men were sitting in the innermost parts of the cave, and the men of David said to him, "Here is the day of which the Lord said to you, 'Behold, I will give your enemy into your hand, and you shall do to him as it shall seem good to you.'" Then David arose and stealthily cut off a corner of Saul's robe. And afterward, David's heart struck him because he had cut off a corner of Saul's robe. He'd said to his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do this to my Lord, the Lord's anointed, to put out my hand against him, seeing he is the Lord's anointed." So David persuaded his men with these words and did not permit them to attack Saul. And Saul rose up and left the cave and went on his way. David's men saw this, you guys, as the perfect opportunity to strike down the king and step into the season that God had ordained in years past. I mean, in my situation, some would have counseled me in a similar way, saying to go ahead and go into seminary despite my wife's disapproval, claiming that it was the path that God had laid out because of the calling. But here's the thing. What God has for you is for you. God is sovereign over not only the result, but also the path taken to get there. He not only calls us into seasons or into the place he has set aside for us, but he also crafts the journey there. We don't need to step out of his will to make his will happen. We don't need to step into sin or go against his spirit's leading in a moment to work things out to get the thing that we believe he has planned. In my situation, God was leading me into the truth that where he was leading me, he was leading us both. And at the right time, Lisa would agree willingly. And you guys, this is exactly how it played out some 2 years later. I didn't go the seminary route, but he had another plan to prepare us both for the calling. You can't get God's will your way. His will is his way. David recognized that though the king was out to kill him, that though he was anointed to soon be the king himself, that he would wait for God to give him the blessing and not strike down the one who currently holds the also God-given authority as the rightful ruler. David's example shows us what it looks like to wait, even when logic might say otherwise, in order to receive the blessing that God has planned. We can do this as we just remember that God is going to get you what is yours. And the truth is, it's not ours until he gives it. Some, you know, might like try to lean into laziness with this and just expect God to hand us everything. But our activity, our action, must always stay submitted to his leadership and his spirit as we pursue what he calls us to. If we take matters into our own hands and compromise the way in order to get the will, we've already lost. He will get you yours. Just keep doing life his way. Believe it, and then simply patiently position yourself to receive it. Let's pray right now that we stay in position, the position of a servant, as we wait for God to work things out on our behalf. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a good God, a loving Father, that you give good and perfect gifts, and that you've got great things planned for us, set aside for us, ordained for us in our future, Lord God. And we ask that you would help us through your Spirit, empower us to wait, empower us to make the moves that you have called us to do the things that you have set beside or set before us to accomplish. But Lord, help us to stay submitted to you in all of that, to only take the steps in which you truly ordain and not the shortcuts that we see that might help speed up the process towards what we believe is our destiny, Lord. I thank you that you lovingly lead us always. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, well, that is another episode on the 5 by the Fire podcast. I hope, as always, it is blessing you. If you don't mind, wherever you're listening or watching, go ahead and make sure you've subscribed or are following. Like it, share it with somebody else so we can get this truth, this blessing out there on others. And make sure you leave a comment, because I'd love to hear how the podcasts are engaging with you right now as I look forward the ways that we might make some improvements towards the end of this year, going into next year, where we're going to do things quite different. But I've been excited about doing things like this with you guys through 2021. So, you know, having said all that, hope you guys have a great day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.